In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Glad to be with you today. We're looking at Ezekiel 33. It's the watchman. "Again, the word of the Lord came unto Ezekiel, saying, Son of man, speak to the children of thy people, and say unto them, When I bring the sword upon a land, if the people of the land take a man of their coasts and set him for their watchman." So the watchman stood on the walls of Jerusalem. "If when he see the sword coming upon the land, he blows the shofar, he blows the trumpet, and he warns the people. Then whoever hears the sound of the trumpet and takes not the warning, if the sword come and take him away, his blood shall be upon his own head." So the watchman is the one who warns the people. If people do not respond, you know what? It's their problem. The watchman warns the people. Then whoever hears the sound of the trumpet and takes not warning, if the sword comes and takes him away, his blood is upon his own head. If he heard the sound of the trumpet and took not warning, his blood shall be upon him. But he that taketh warning shall deliver his soul. So the one who says, yes, I hear the shofar and I'm warned, shall deliver his soul. But if the watchman see the sword come and blow not the trumpet, in other words, he doesn't do his job, and the people be not warned, if the sword come and take any person from among them, he is taken away in his iniquity, and his blood will I require at the watchman's hand. So, the Lord talks about the watchman warning the people, and some will respond and some will not respond. If the watchman warns the people and the ones that respond, that's good. If they do not respond, their blood is on their own heads. But if the watchman says, you know what, I'm not going to blow the shofar, I'm not going to blow the trumpet, I'm just going to let it go, the blood of the people is on the watchman. God has established watchmen in his church. God has established watchmen in his church. And I remember speaking about the watchmen many years ago when I was in Peabody. And I got a call from a woman who was from the South, and she said, "Father Tom, I would never think that you would be calling the people to repentance as a watchman. I would never think that a Catholic would be doing this. I want to commend you." I'll never forget it. "I want to commend you for being a watchman, but I would never think that a priest in the Catholic Church would be a watchman. But I want to commend you, and you are warning the people because of the slaughter of the innocents and so forth and so on, that God will withdraw his blessing." Now, I'm going to turn to Haggai. This is what the church has been given us to read starting yesterday. Listen to it now. "In the second year of Darius, the king, in the sixth month, on the first day of the month, the word of the Lord came to Haggai the prophet, unto Zerubbabel the son of Shealtiel, the governor of Judah, and to Joshua the son of Joshedech, and the high priest, saying," this is the word, "Thus speaks the Lord of hosts, saying, The people say, the time is not come, the time that the Lord's house should be built." The people are saying it's not time to build the house of the Lord. That's what the people are saying. Remember, the house of the Lord has been destroyed by Nebuchadnezzar. They are now back in the land. And the people are saying it's not time to build the house of the Lord. "Then came the word of the Lord by the prophet Haggai. Is it time for you people to dwell in your houses, and the house of God lies in waste?" In other words, you live in your houses, and God's house lies in waste. "Now, therefore, thus says the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. You have sown much, you have brought in little. In other words, because you have not rebuilt the house of the Lord, there are consequences. You have sown much, and you have brought in little. Because you have not rebuilt the house of the Lord, you eat, but you are not satisfied. You drink, and you are not filled with drink. You are clothed, but you're not warm. You earn wages, and your wages is put in a bag where there's a hole in it, and they fall out. In other words, the prophet brings meaning to what is happening in their daily life. You see, that's what the prophet does. In other words, these things are just not happening. You're sowing much, and you bring in little. You're eating, but you're not satisfied. You're drinking, but you're not filled. You're clothed, but you're not warm. You earn wages, but they go through a bag with holes. In other words, I want to give this meaning, the prophet Haggai says. And the meaning is that you are not rebuilding the house of the Lord, so all these things are happening. So now he's going to encourage them. Thus says the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. Go up to the mountain and bring wood and build the house. I will take pleasure in it, and I will be glorified in it, says the Lord. You looked for much, and lo, it came to little. And when you brought it home, I did blow upon it. Why, says the Lord of hosts? Because my house that is now in waste, you run every man unto your own house. Therefore, the heaven over you is stayed from dew, and the earth is stayed from her fruit. In other words, you know what? When we do not do what we are supposed to be doing by the command of the Lord, we suffer for it. It's called judgment. It's called judgment. I'm calling you to rebuild the house of the Lord. You living in your own houses. The house of the Lord is in ruin. Nebuchadnezzar ruined it 70 years ago. I want you to go into the mountains to get timber, and I want you to rebuild the house of the Lord. Do you see what's happening in your own lives? When your own lives, you know, you're sowing seed and you're not getting much. You're eating bread and you're not satisfied. You're drinking and it's not enough. You're earning money and it goes through a bag with holes in it. And these things are happening because you're not rebuilding the house of the Lord. Do you understand what I'm saying? There are consequences. You know, people do not read the scriptures like this, but this is real. This is what the watchman does. There are consequences. Now we're going to look at our own country. It is very important that we look at our own country. And we must take, for example, judgment. This is judgment. I must always tell you that the judgment of God calls us to repentance. When God judges someone, when God judges a nation, when God judges the church, it is not that we would be destroyed, but that the judgment would cause us to repent. You must always remember that judgment is the other side of God's love. Now, we're looking at judgment. The scripture tells me that judgment begins with the house of God. Now, this is very important that we know this. Other broadcasts will not tell you this, but I will tell you this. The house of God, the church of God, what is that church? It is the Roman Catholic Church, whether you like it or not. And judgment began with the house of God, with the priest scandal. Yes, judgment began with the house of God, with the priest scandal. God took his hands off of all the hiding, and it all came out. Now, if we've handled the priest scandal in ways that we shouldn't handle it, that's our problem. But the priest scandal was the beginning of the judgment of God on the church, because judgment begins with the house of God. It is not God's will to destroy the church. It is God's will that judgment would cause the church to repent. Do you understand what I'm saying? Okay, so the priest scandal started. And, okay, when we looked at Haggai, they sowed and they didn't get enough food. They ate and there wasn't enough. They drank and they weren't satisfied. All these things happened because they didn't build the house of the Lord. We sinned against these children and against the Lord first and against the church. We sinned. The whole church sinned. Now, what will happen when we've sinned? In Haggai, they ate and they weren't satisfied. They drank and they weren't satiated. They earned money and the money went through a sack with a hole in it. What will happen to the church as a result of this sin that was not repented of? I'll tell you what will happen. The church's finances will begin to dry up, because where your heart is, there your treasure is. And that's what we have been experiencing. The church's finances have been drying up. What is God waiting for from the church? He is waiting for repentance. We apologized to everybody else, to the victims, which was right, to the people, which was right, to the world, which was right. But God is waiting still for an apology that we have given Jesus Christ a terrible name because of what we allowed. Judgment has begun with the house of God. Now, I said this in the 90s. If judgment begins with the house of God, it will strike our pocketbooks in the church. I said that in the 90s. What about after the house of God? If judgment begins with the house of God, where does it go next? It goes to the world. It goes to the world. And judgment has begun in the world. Judgment has begun in the world. I've told you that there are only two countries that are covenanted countries given to the Lord Jesus Christ: Israel and the United States of America. Our founding fathers gave this country to the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, if we break covenant with God, therefore we will be under the judgment of God. When did judgment start? When did God begin to take his hands off of the United States and stop protecting us the way he used to? Remember, it was with liberty and justice for all. I'm going to tell you when. I'm going to tell you when. When we started to kill children. When we started to kill children. Listen to this. Listen to this. Thus says the Lord, do justice and righteousness and deliver the one who has been robbed from the power of his oppressor. Also, do not mistreat or do violence to the stranger, the orphan, or the widow, and do not shed innocent blood in this place. When we started killing children and made it a law, we began to shed innocent blood. And the Lord's hand of protection started to come off of us. That's Jeremiah 22:3. Matthew 18:14. So it is not the will of your Father who is in heaven that one of these little ones should perish. Matthew 18:14. Deuteronomy 28:20. The Lord will send upon you curses, confusion, and rebuke in all you undertake to do until you are destroyed and until you perish quickly on account of the evil of your deeds because you have forsaken me. What we have done to the unborn, we have done to the Lord. Deuteronomy 28:20. When did that judgment show itself? On 9/11. I am not telling you that God did this. I'm telling you that the protection of God was just the hands of God of protection on the covenant nation of the United States of America began to be withdrawn. And what has it affected? It has affected our pocketbooks. Oh, yes. Where our hearts are, there our treasures are. In the last 10 years, we have seen the raising of prices. We have seen gasoline going up. We have yesterday, or 2 days ago, or 3 days ago, I bought a head of lettuce, $1.99 for a head of lettuce. If you look at the packages, I bought a box of Cheez-Its. No longer are they a pound. They're 13 ounces. And they're $6, two for $6. They used to be two for $5, and it was a pound each. Oh, yes, the prices have gone up. Gasoline has gone up. People are losing their homes, one right after the other. That's right. The stock market is absolutely crazy. Yesterday, in the United States, 3.5% decrease in the stock market, and the day before, 2 point something. So in 2 days, over 5% decrease in the stock market. That's in 2 days. The market has been going down crazily. God is judging the nation. But not only our nation, yesterday in Poland, the stock market went down 5%. God is judging the nations. Why is he judging the nations? So that we as a people would repent. Judgment is always to call the church and the world to repentance. But you know what? Where are the watchmen? And who is saying these things? Who's going to be strong enough to say these things, that it's time to give the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the one who was crucified, who died, was buried, and rose from the dead, who will be the one to say we must repent of our sins? We have killed our children, the elderly, only God knows what we do with them. If Obamacare comes through, there will be death panels. I told you that in Poland, where they have health care done by the nation, in Poland, if you need chemotherapy and the money has run out in 1911 or 2011, you've got to wait till 2012 when the money is brought back. I'm telling you, my friends, we are in dire straits. We are in dire straits. Worse than we could ever imagine. And this is a call back to our knees, that we would give our life back to Jesus, that our country would be given back to Jesus. This is the call. But who will make the sound? You know, who will blow the shofar? You know, where are the prophets? Where are the prophets? Who is telling the people? These things are happening because we have forsaken the Lord Jesus Christ. These things are happening because we have forsaken the Lord Jesus Christ, whom this country was given to many years ago when our forefathers established this great union. Who will tell the people that we need to repent, that we as a people need to fall on our faces and repent for what we have done, what we have done to the unborn in shedding innocent blood, what we do to the elderly, how we throw people out of homes? Who's going to call the people to repent? Well, I'm blowing the shofar, but you know what? I've been saying these things since 1990, and it hasn't brought any fruit. It hasn't brought any. We have not repented. we have not repented. You see, in the book of Haggai, he says, you're not building the house of God has consequences. And the consequences are you've sown much, but you brought in little. You eat, but it's not enough. You drink, but you're not filled. You clothe yourself, but you're not warm. You earn wages, but you put it in bags with holes and you lose it. Consider your ways and repent. Go up to the mountain and bring wood to rebuild the house, and I will take pleasure in it, and I will be glorified, says the Lord. So you need to rebuild the house of the Lord. If not, you will suffer judgment. And the judgment has come on the people. They've sown much, but they didn't bring much in. They ate and it wasn't enough. They drank and they weren't filled. They were clothed, they weren't warmed. The judgment is on this nation. The judgment of God is on this nation. It started with 9/11. And if you would ask me, it's increased with the election of the president that we have today. Jobs? There are people without jobs, seeking after jobs, that cannot find jobs, people who have stopped looking for jobs. Prices astronomically have gone up. I told you, God will hit us where it hurts most, in our pocketbooks. And this is real. Homelessness has increased. I've never received so many calls. Every Saturday, our people go out to feed the homeless. Yesterday, 120 pounds of chicken was made. Today, they're wrapping bagels up and cakes up. There will be hundreds of people homeless that will be fed tomorrow. Homelessness has increased. Gasoline, astronomical. People discouraged because they can't find jobs. They can't pay their mortgage. But there is an answer. And the answer is, have mercy on us, O Lord. Have mercy. For we have sinned. Have mercy on us, O Lord. Have mercy. For we have sinned. Have mercy, Jesus. For we have sinned against you. We repent. We repent of our crassness in killing children. We repent of our crassness in allowing women to be desecrated. We repent for the women who are in anguish today because they've had abortions and they're silent. We repent. Have mercy upon us, O Lord, according to your loving kindness, according to the multitude of your tender mercies. Blot out our sins. Wash us thoroughly from our sins. Cleanse us. We acknowledge our transgressions. We have sinned against you. We have sinned against the elderly, against the preborn. We have sinned against each other. We have sinned before you. Against you, you alone, we have sinned, done what is evil in your sight, that you might be justified. Oh, Jesus, have mercy on us. Have mercy on us. Have mercy on us. Have mercy on the church. Have mercy on the church. Oh, Jesus, we have given you a bad name. Have mercy upon the church. I tell you, all the churches. I tell you, all the churches that have hurt children. It's not only the Catholic Church, but that's the one that will be put in the paper because that is the church. All the churches that have hurt children, have mercy on us, O God. For we should be protecting the children in the past, that there was no protection. There was only sin. Have mercy, have mercy, have mercy, have mercy. Change things, Lord. Change things in heaven. Because you know what, Lord? What we sow is what we reap, and you call your people to repentance. You do not want to judge your people. You want your people to repent so that you can again make us the head and not the tail, the victor and not the victim. Christ, have mercy on us all. Have mercy on me, a sinner. Listen, I need to hear from you. You will not hear broadcasts like this in a Catholic church from other people. This is something that I have been doing since 1990, and I need to hear from you. I need to hear from you so that we can pay our bills. I need to hear from people because I'm telling you, I've already gone off of some stations because people have not responded. So please respond. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. That's the mailing address, is Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. I need to hear from people in Arizona. I need to hear from people in St. Louis, in Boston, in Hartford. I need to hear from you. Unless you want one day to turn us on and we're not on. Have mercy on us, O God, in Jesus' name. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.